according to folk beliefs. On Todorovden, Saint Theodore rides a white horse and goes to see God and ask him to bring summer. Each time Saint Theodore went to see God, he stuck his spear into the ground and fastened his horse to it. God always fulfilled his wishes and sent summer to earth. Later, the soil was getting warmer and steam was coming out of the place where Saint Theodore stuck his spear. That is why the day becomes longer after Todorovden and weather gets warmer. The feast always falls on the first Saturday after Shrovetide. Todorovden, also known as Tudurica or Horse Easter, is accompanied with a lot of fun and singing. Some of the folk songs have it that Saint Theodore is riding his white horse across the fields. Earlier, he shoes his horse in a green meadow, and his sister stands next to him and passes him golden horseshoe cutters and silver horseshoes.
Sveti Todor konjakove, omle, na livada, na zelena, omle, sestrica mu klinci dava, omle, zlato klinci, srebro ploči, omle. Na ti, bratko, zlato ploči, srebro klinci, da podkoveš dobra konja, da obhodiš celo pole. Da nabereš rosno cveke, omle, da uvija do dva venci, omle. Da uvija do dva venci, omle, do dva venci za mladenci, omle. Da gitura šaren sandar, da mi sveta darovete, da mi sveta darovete, kato slance u belduna.
On Todorovden, all rituals are connected with horse fertility. Even nowadays, in many Bulgarian regions, women knead ritual horse-shaped or horseshoe-shaped bread. However, people traditionally bake other types of bread, such as ring-shaped buns, bogovica, also known as God's pita bread, and kulak, typical of large folklore and religious feasts. On St. Theodore's Day, people also hand out boiled sweet corn, boiled wheat, boiled peas, etc. Once, women used to run, jump, or even imitate horse neighing while visiting their relatives and handed out the ritual bread and the legume. They performed the ritual for good fertility of people and horses.
Panneš pupilce haberna вратиш, купил цепуля стувички и пусивите голубе.
At the beginning of the 20th century, Bulgarian ethnographer Dimitar Marinov recorded an interesting local custom in a village near the city of Smolen called Bekane. On Friday before Todorovden, women used to fill a bowl with peas and pour warm water over the peas. They would place the bowl in front of the icon. On Saturday morning, when women returned from the church liturgy, they would take that bowl and give everyone some peas. The ethnographer further wrote, later, women would take a handful of peas and throw them up, saying prayers for all family members as well as for all house animals. Then men would make bead out of those peas and wear them on their fur caps. In Sofia district, people used to take boiled sweet corn to church, where the local priests would incense it. Later, people would scatter it on the ground and children would pick it for horses' health. Strictly observant Christians keep strict fasting in the week preceding Todorovden, and women cannot do any handiwork. They do not spin, weave, cut out clothes, or do any embroidery. According to folk beliefs, Saint Theodor is a patron of harmful animals such as serpents, wolves, mice, moles, etc. Once young brides would scatter corn in their vegetable gardens in order to chase moles away. Men ride horses across the fields. because the superstition has it that moles would not dig tunnels into the soil if horses step on it. On Todorov then, young men take part at horse races also known as kushi. Every household would bring their horses out with wild geranium and hellebore in their manes. While the men got the saddles and the reins ready, women would sing songs. After the race, everyone would return to the village together with the winner riding up front. Once the lasses and the lads used to form a long choro chain dance around the horses and their riders. The owner of the horse that outdistances all others would receive guests. Many Bulgarians are still following those traditions. People named Todor, Todorka, Theodor, Theodora celebrate their name day on Saint Theodore's Day.
Крадена, крадена, мома далечна.